Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, shalom, hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Kent. Amen. Well, let's start up with a prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy and for your great goodness and power revealed to us through the ages and in the present time. We live by your revelation, Lord God Almighty, for you perform wonders on earth and you reign in heaven, so that heaven can bless and help us on earthly pilgrimage. Grant that your loving kindness and your justice may be revealed through all the world. Come, O Lord our God, bring the light for us who believe in you, and be the light for the whole world. Glory to your name, for you are indeed our Father in heaven and on earth, and you will give certainty for our life and time and eternity. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, let's play a gospel funk mix that was made by Beanie Loco. Here we go.
What can you do when troubles weigh you down?
Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, that is nothing. Whoever swears by the golden temple is obligated. You fools and blind men, which are more important, the gold or the temple, that sanctified the gold. And whoever swears by the altar, that is nothing. Whoever swears by the offering on it, he is obligated. You blind men, which is more important, the offering or the altar, that sanctifies the offering. Therefore, whoever swears by the altar swears by both the altar and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by the temple and by him who dwells within it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 23 to 24, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for that you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the wider provisions of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. But these are the things that you should have done without neglecting the others, you blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Matthew chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup of the dish, but inside they are full of robbery and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and the dish, and so that the outside of it may become clean also. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27 to 28. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside appear beautiful, but inside they are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness. So you too outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 29 to 33, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets, adorn the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we have been living in the days of our fathers, we have not been partners with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measures of the guilt of your fathers, you strippers, you broad of vipers. How will you escape the sentence of hell? So hypocrites and Christians are opposites. Hypocrites say one thing but do another. Christians need to be trustworthy people who say what they mean and mean what they say. As followers of Jesus, are no means no, and our yes means yes. Being trustworthy people that represent Jesus the right way is important, is paramount importance when it comes to our own personal salvation and our ability to glorify God and serve others. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture. It emphasizes how much lying and hypocrisy bother God. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. Amen. All righty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me, and you will become one with Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry like to welcome you to the family of God. But I say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And then press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we'll bring you 1. And you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, anyway, let's play some more music here, okay, until we get some callers. Let's see what happens. Okay. All righty. Let's play some more Beanie Loco gospel hip-hop. Amen.
Yeah. Listen. I don't want the limelight, I just want my mind right. Manage every day with thankfulness and use the time right. Spirits hover around me when I wake up, tell me lies. I need the truth for Adonai to hold me by my side. God, please don't let me go, they trying to take away my hope. Your knowledge and your wisdom is the only thing I know. The only thing that cope them is this worry that can choke. This life outside my body, so I'm stuck and scared to grow. I know they trying to take me under, I know they trying to catch me slipping. I know they did the same to Jesus and I ain't no different. I know they try to take advantage of how I be feeling with this trauma on my mind from all my early days of living. But I still possess the love of God, free from living like a fraud. Soldier in the army with the shield of faith and Nike short. Victory is mine, I told it Satan, get from round the squad. Angels of the army clear the path before the righteous trod. So step back till it's my time. And even then you couldn't take my life cause I lay it down. The earth could never love the king cause they could not wear his crown. And even when they tried to make their own, it fell to the ground. I'm like, man, so Christian, so kingdom. Then tapped into my purpose, so perfect, so freeing. Up early in the morning jamming Brian T the preacher. And if he hear this track, to tell him young and need the feature for real. That ain't here, that ain't there. I take my portion how it's given, take my clothes how they wear. I live my life with thankfulness because I borrow the air. One day you hear the next, you gone, but God near, so don't feel for real.
God is true forever.
Woo!
Man, we rode the lottie. Can't get out to the inside.
Y'all know.
Gang, gang.
tell her what I do. Used to get suspended, was a fool. Now I preach the gospel at the school. Don't go to church, I'll be the church. Sue the kids so they complete their work. If they get A's, be Mom J, right?
Yeah, for real?
On my life, it works. I ain't bluffing, check the stats. I ain't frontin', check the facts. On MLK is where I'm at. Giving out like books in the trap. My whole team on the same thing. Die daily, gang, gang. Die daily, gang, gang.
So I don't need a rose, but I might push a phantom that's right off the lot. I know I'm serving the father of time, and that's whether I got on a paddock or not. Canada goose with a code, and they told me to count on my blessings. I counted a lot, stashing my treasure in heaven, where it'll get better and don't gotta weather the ride.
Yeah, KD the second, that's rapper, that's reverend. They started with Jesus, but none ever left it. Think they protected, we tear down your hedges. I gave you the book, but you boys never read it. Don't need your credit, you cannot check on my dress. It's so swinging, I'm Eddie from Tekken. Come to the message, I keep it consecutive.
Look, Damian Lillard for three. If they pass it to me, I turn you to a meme. I ain't worried about demons. You think the vaccine is the mark of the beast? Need to turn off your screen and get back to the reading and back to some reason. Remember, you giving the flag your allegiance. We lack an agreement. Long as we kids of the king, we still gonna be laughing with Jesus.
No capping or scheming. I'm happily beaming. You have to believe it. I'm captain and we got the vision. People don't care. You keep Christ in your Christmas if they cannot see that there's Christ in the Christian. You do the division. Now give me some difference. The spirit of trolling is clean, so I give them Paul. No Logan's a Jay. They run into the storm, but my hands will be brave.
So I don't need a rose, but I might push a phantom that's right off the lot. I know I'm serving the father of time, and that's whether I got on a
paddock or not. Native supply for the drip and Elon for the whip, but I've counted a little, a lot. Placing my treasure in heaven where it'll get better and
don't gotta weather the ride. Yeah, pledge my allegiance, I'm reading Ephesians. I grew with the heathens, I ran with hyenas. They told me to beat it, that led me to Jesus. He led me to freedom.
The tribe undefeated, we keep it in season. Look, you gotta see it, the home of the free. It's got 10,000 reasons, no people for pleasing. No fault of the treason, we really believe it's five on the dot, yeah, yeah. I'm going off and I don't plan to stop. KB and Dilly, yeah, yeah. High on this free with a head full of locks. I bring his will to the table, I'm never entangled. I giving you red table talk.
Yeah, KB and Dilly, we setting it up.
This is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle.
All the time, see release for my life on the line. Instincts make me wanna just run. I'm tryna make it home to the mom. Tryna praise God with the rhymes. Run the light, ain't no need for a gun. One bad move and I'm done. Tryna keep calling me. Yeah, she adoring me. I don't wanna follow me. Yeah, you a dog, but please do not talk to me. Yeah, I think about everything I did in life. I ain't got love left and I ain't even right. A lot of things hard, but he saved my life and I'm still right here. I'ma praise on sight, praise on sight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really came from the mud, like. From the dirt, like, you know, for me, like, I be looking back like,
this is a miracle. Yeah, this is a miracle. Yeah, yeah, ayy, made it through all the tears.
Everything in me to stop. So much aggression I kept in a bottle. I had to get active just for it to pop. Everything I invested fit perfect like Tetris. We stack any better, we buying the block. Use VA, I'm talking for real, I seen for real, for real. Thinking back, I'm still stuck in the mind state. I could've been boosting the crime rate. My mama kept praying in broad day. Why would I care what y'all say? They say it's a miracle. These blessings keep coming hysterically. I pray through the storm cause he hear me. Yeah, know he hear me.
Miracles keep happening. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, yeah. I ain't settling, oh. Miracles keep happening, they keep on. I know these blessings, they be heaven sent. God making me a better man, but I ain't settling, no, no, no.
This is a miracle. Yeah,
This is America.
Shame the devil, I'm just being trail. Hallelujah, make these dry bones live.
rocking with the greatest. By the way of Judea, not nationally syndicated. Christ built the church so nothing can penetrate it. Cash rules is how they infiltrate it. Nah, baby. What you answer to? Everybody got an opinion, but no answer to. Your psychological problem, even that AIDS virus. When they tell you they sick, you try and out-rhyme them. And whose name are you binding, should I ask? And whose name are you blinding? Cause it's hard to keep open my eyelids when the lucky hearing our sirens. We better remember the good times, but that's how important the mind is. I stay in God's presence cause my mind tends to wonder if cats I call brothers are really my friends. So food in need, a baker turned to Miley Cyrus. Listen, when I'm done talking, you can chime in. Cause I pray I hear what God's saying to the church. And I don't get to heaven for my works or record sales. Even if I wrote a dope memorable verse, without Christ I get to recite it in hell. That ain't me though.
Team Christ, what up? Body of Christ, what up? Yeah, come and take a ride with me. It don't take lobotomy to see that the blood of Jesus Christ is pumping inside of me. Obviously, apart from him, I'm nothing. That's John 15. When I accomplish things, just know that he's behind the scenes. My entire team trust that there's a higher being. We being led by the pedal, they trying to find a stream. Hussein told us that it's about the cream. And for the Irish cream, I was jumping through fire rings. I was a slave to sin, whole world caving in. All of all, I made for him a good work to make it in. He took an eraser pen and with the eraser in, blotted out the handwriting against us so we ain't condemned. Erased the allegations with scrapes and lacerations, and being nailed to the cross proclaimed emancipation. We praise the admiration, we gaze the fascination. One day he'll gather nations and say congratulations. Yeah.
In my darkest day, when it feels like my world is coming to an end, I look up to you.
Kind of glory shine before me, and on the inside I felt the fire forming, quite alarming. Now I'm adoring what I thought was boring. Honest on me, what was kind of corny is quite enjoying. Can I get an amen? No, get quiet on me. I said I'm having fun, I get saved when I hit 40. Far from knowing, the lion's roaring and he's plotting on me. Life and death, he said it right before me, and the clock is going. Huh, this is a major decision. Either stay in my sinning or escape from this prison. Either face a mortician or just change how I'm living. And gotta take a position, I can't stay on the fence. I called his name and repented, and my slate was forgiven. No other way to explain it, feel like a weight which is lifted. He is taking a sickness, there is no greater physician. Let's hope that what he has started, that he is faithful to finish. Yeah.
In my darkest day, when it felt like my world is coming to an end, I looked up to you.
Nowadays everybody you say ain't got the sauce. Everybody in the kitchen whipping, man, they think they the boss, yeah. Walk into my room, see what I'm on. That recipe, specialty, pedigree, always I cook with integrity. I got that spatula out. Just like your mama, man, this is your discipline. Oh, you get sacked in the mouth. But we ain't got beef, for this is venison. I will come back to your house. Show you my swag on my YouTube tutorials. This is euphoria. I don't care where you go, boy. You've been cooking it all in your stereo. This ain't no cereal.
And that ain't no shot at you, Steven. You know you my homie, but me in the morning, I'm all on that hollandaise. I took a holiday to get it going. I'm cracking them eggs, I'm whipping them yolks. I double that volume, I mix in the flow. I whip it, it's something delicious. I put on that fire and I heat up that bowl.
I'm mixing up the pros.
They don't know, but I'm on, but my level is
way up and I'm on the spot. Yo, my recipe won't fall.
Bread and wine that I thought.
You should try
it. This is your diet. I got that salsa de fuego.
I got that salsa de fuego. I got that salsa de fuego.
Oh yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Yeah, I just might cook me a full course, yeah. Whipping up me and my whole crew, yeah, yeah. Growing that curry, you know how I do. Gotta spice up that soul food. Yeah, been chefing perfection, correcting direction with all of these blessings. I treat the beat like a confession. Yeah, I am the reverend. Me God and these beats so domestic. Yeah, if we not competing, we must not be breathing. Yo, what you believing? Yo, what you be eating? Yo, what you receiving? Be all that they need, and that's why we consistently feeding. Yeah, rap game kinda sore. Yeah, ride my lane, nothing more. Yeah, rappers got me kinda bored. Why they looking so dinosaur? Yeah. Gotta grease up that pan, yo, big and hand your boy the olive oil. Anoint me a record, I stay with that sauce, I stay with that sauce, yeah.
I got that salsa de fuego.
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 Oh yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Salsa de fuego. They see what I've been on, and I got their recipe. Salsa de fuego. Let's pray, it's time to eat. Comiendo mucho. If you know me, you know that I eat a lot. I've been cooking with heads, so I might have to open a restaurant. I cut that cebolla, I'm shaking that Goya. My salsa got punched, so called De La Hoya. The avocado, they get it popping. My recipe stick to my doctrine. You walk to the jalapeno, bringing all the fuego. Dicing up tomatoes, serving yo abuelo. Set a timer, Siri. It'll be done in 3, 2, 1. I got that salsa de fuego.
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 Oh yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Yeah, I've been in the kitchen cooking.
I got that salsa de fuego.
Salsa de fuego.
Amen, amen. All righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed Beanie Loco's gospel hip-hop mix for 2023. Amen. Well, let's take some callers here. 111, you're on there. Yeah, brother.
I got to ask questions, serious questions. Why do you play such awful music?
That's Beanie Loco's mix. That's good music.
Why does it completely suck, though?
I don't think it does. I think it's great music.
Is there anything in it that's in English?
Oh, yeah. What?
Is that godly music? It sounds like a bunch of Negro trash.
It's godly music.
It's a bunch of Negro trash and Spanish Mexican trash.
Well, I don't see that. I see it as good godly music. Amen.
Anytime I see there's a poop in the toilet bowl, I just flush it down. And I think that's what you need to do with that music.
Well, I don't. I think I need to play it more.
You run out of time on the show. That's the longest song in history.
It was a mixture of songs. It wasn't just one song. It was.
It sounded like one long, 14-foot-long turd, if you ask me.
Oh, okay. Well, nobody asked you, brother.
That's rude of you. Let's take out a call, please.
Yeah, okay. 111. You're on the air.
Well, hear ye, hear ye. Good evening, yeah?
Good evening, BBF.
I just want to call in here, make things very simple, very quick here. Your little boyfriend or friend there, Mr. J-Bo the Ballhead, well, he took over the room. Only because I left him here.
How did he do that?
Only because I let him here. Now,
okay.
The boycott is over. The boycott is all over. And then you decided to play music that lasted longer than 15 minutes, yeah? So now the boycott continues, and my spies in the J-Bo, my J-Bo room will be taking over. The boycott continues here, and you're getting booted out of the room. Boycott continues. Yeah.
Boycott. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You got your ass kicked again. It kicked you right in the right square in the nuts, right in the old ball sack. Kicked you right there.
Don't bother me a bit. 111. You're on there.
Hello. Hello. This is Beanie Loco.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's Beanie Loco because you know me from the. And that's me. My mix came out crappy on your radio station.
Okay.
Yes. Why did you do that?
I didn't do it. I just downloaded what you gave me, Beanie.
I'm just playing with you, bro. You knew it was me?
Yeah, I knew it was you.
I think it sounded like a turd. It'll be flushed. It sounded like a turd.
No, that was only 11 minutes, man. It wasn't no 15 minutes.
That's forever. Way too long.
Hey, man, sometimes you take long crafts, bro. any more callers?
Yeah, Grover does. He ain't got nothing better else to do besides taking long craps.
Homeless.
How come you always have that cough there?
Grover, where do you take your craps at if you're homeless?
Usually, sometimes I have it for hope. Sometimes I do it down at the HEB, the Heeb.
I'll tell you what, man. Why don't you go take a crap in the on the train tracks?
That's not going to be recommended.
Why not,
PTSD.
Bro? Because last time you did it and you it ran over your Wii, you know.
Yeah, it's called PTSD. Veterans like Ken and me, we know what that is.
Oh yeah, what branch did you serve? Hello,
Grover.
That guy's your playing on the tongue.
I'm sorry, I got a call on the other line. I'll call you guys back.
Okay, Grover.
What are they?
All right.
So,
well,
you knew that was me, huh? That was funny, bro.
Yeah, I knew it was you.
I wanted to go along with the beanie stuff, you know. But yeah, you knew it was me. I had to laugh.
Yeah, everybody in the Discord thinks it's awful music. I don't understand that. I think it's really, really good.
I think they don't know music. Or they probably want me to play some country songs, like where they're from. Because, you know, I think most of your, no disrespect, but I think most of your audience is white. You want to hear, they want to hear Taylor Swift. They want to hear Tobey Maguire. They want to hear all these country singers.
I'm not into that myself.
No, well, you know what I'm saying. They want to hear all that non-rhythm stuff. They can't even dance to. They have to do that. They have to dance that hokey pokey dance where they do like the whole thing at on Secret Nation. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, maybe they're square dancers.
Yeah, square dance. Yeah, you know what? They probably want some square dance rep.
I don't even think there's anything. I know they got country rap.
Yeah, but that's considered rap still.
Yeah,
that's like country rap. Like, what do you mean? Like, who's like who does the country rap?
Like country music, but rapping to it.
Like, hey, this is going on, da-da-da-da-da, like that, or what?
Yeah, kind of like that. It's country music, but not really with a rap.
Hello?
Woo!
What was that?
That was Grover. He was echoing.
What are they? All right. Hey, so are you going to do the sermon, or did you finish doing the sermon?
Well, I didn't really do a sermon. I did a Bible study. Okay. Of Matthew chapter 23.
Okay. I was watching the Republican debate.
Is that on tonight?
Yeah. What's his name? That one guy, the like Hindu guy or the like Indian guy, he's kicking butt.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's going to become our next vice president.
Maybe. Who knows?
Because Trump is winning right now, so I think Trump's going to get it. And I think these guys are trying to see who's going to be the vice president.
Yeah, well, who knows? But if
Tulsi Gabbard runs, I'm going to vote her for her. I'd rather see her.
Okay.
Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, man. She's hot.
Well, we got some more callers here. Let's see if there are going to be any good callers. 111, you're on air. No? Don't want to say nothing.
The boycott. The boycott, remember?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know why they call in to not say nothing.
Just do it. Yeah, they don't say nothing. That's like their way of saying, boycott.
Well, why call in? If you're boycotting the show, why call in and listen to me on air?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're gonna sit there and listen to me the whole time, and then you're going to call in and put your hand up, you might as well say something because you're not really boycotting.
I'd rather hear them call and do jokes, But I don't know what the whole boycott's about, but I know I'm going to catch some heat because I'm talking to you.
Okay. Don't let it bother you. Okay, it's bullshit anyway. It's a bunch of dummies in Discord. They think they're doing something.
You know, like, I always, like, tripped out on, I mean, I don't mean no disrespect, but I don't get white people's comedy, man. I mean, I don't, you know, their stuff that they think is funny is not funny to me. The stuff that I think is funny is not funny to them. You know, I don't know, man. With me, I just don't get it.
Well, me neither. Yeah, that's right, Sir Miguel. You're one of the dummies in Discord. Yeah.
I know he's Latino.
He is?
Yeah.
I thought he was Irish.
Yeah. No, he's Latino mixed with Irish.
Oh.
Or am I thinking of the wrong guy? I might be thinking of the wrong guy.
Yeah, I thought Tom McGill thought he was Irish.
I think he is. I think he is Irish.
Yeah,
I was thinking of somebody else.
Anybody has a first name of Turd.
You know who I haven't heard in a long time is Juan. Juan.
Yeah,
and,
I know. I mean, he chats in the chat room, but okay.
I like it when he calls. You know, with the road ties and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other guy that hasn't called is Jose from Casablanca.
Yeah, right. He hasn't called in a while.
Yeah, he hasn't called in years or months. I don't know.
I think it's been months.
Wow.
You know how it, you know, they get bored and then they decide to call back and who knows?
Whatever happened to that dude that used to say, "Yeah, my dude." Hey, my dude. Oh, yeah, my dude.
Yeah, Jason. I don't know what happened to him. Yeah, that was Jason. I don't know what happened to him. He hasn't called in at least a couple of years.
And then the guy with the big, boring voice. What's his name? Doug?
Doug. Supposedly, Doug got arrested, for his fourth DUI. So he's doing time right now.
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh, man. Crazy. That's funny.
I don't know if it's for real or not, but that's what I was told, that he was arrested for his fourth DUI and he's doing time right now.
Ah, man. So how's Mr. Tony S. doing?
Oh, he's doing all right. Victor's got to go have surgery tomorrow. He's going to have a growth taken out of his neck. Okay, so he's got to be at the surgery center. He's got a growth in his neck. A growth.
Oh, I thought you said he's going to have a girl taken out of his nut. That's what I thought you said.
No. He's got a growth
out of his neck. In his neck.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Got a tumor. So he's going to have that removed in the morning.
Oh, that's good. Did they find out that it's... that it's okay. It's not the cancer stuff. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep them in our prayers. We're gonna keep them in our prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, man. Like I've been finding some Christian music that I found online where you could download the whole entire album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found like two of them, you know, and you could download. And this other one, you could download like every album, like if it's gospel or if it's like secular, you could download their whole albums for free. And then I found this other one that's like a Christian site where you could download their whole albums. Like, I'm sending them back to you. Because
okay,
I don't want to say it, like, on the air. Because if I do say it on the air, like, more people are going to go on it, and then it's going to be taken down, you know? So I'll just send you, like, a link.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We got some callers here. Let's see who they are. 111. You're on here. One, you're on here. Okay, goodbye. 111. All right, 111.
Goodbye. Bye.
Hello.
All right, 111. I don't know why I'm taking these calls. 111, you're on there. All right, 111, you're on there. Okay, you got that much to say. That's good. All right. On the last one, 111, you're on there.
Oh, that's
your problem. They do this shit to you because you're weak.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, you know that the governor for North Dakota, doesn't he look like Count Dracula?
A little bit, yeah.
I'm just, because I'm watching it right now, so, like, he's on right now, so. He looks like Dracula or something.
Oh, well. I'm surprised he got voted in looking like Dracula.
Yeah, right. But they got some, you know what I noticed, man? Republican women, man, like some of them are hot. And then you got your, like, Democratic women, and they're, like, liberal libs that look like Antifa.
Well, not everybody can be good-looking.
It's like the ones for, like, the Democrats, like, they hate themselves. They want to end freedom. They want to completely commit suicide, you know, and that's what they want for the country. And we want, I'm not a Republican, but I'm more on the libertarian side.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Yeah, I'm more on that side, you know, because of, I got some friends that are libertarian, so. Actually, a whole bunch of friends that are libertarians.
Well, myself, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I go by the best candidate, okay? And that's who I decide to vote for.
That's cool. You're more like the independent side or what?
Yeah, independent, more independent.
That's cool. Yeah, man. I think Kennedy might run for, like, independent.
Really?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Yeah, because he's not going to get the Democratic vote.
No,
that's,
I don't
all
think
rigged.
He would either.
That's all rigged. So he might go for the independent route.
Who knows?
Now, if he runs, I'll probably vote for him.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there'll be another Kennedy president because, both and the first Robert, okay, you know what happened to them.
Yeah. Got blown right in front of
so
TV.
I, Yeah, I can't see a Kennedy running for president. I guess just somehow or another he'd be shot too.
You know who killed him, right?
The CIA.
Yep, and you know who was in charge of the CIA at that time?
No, I really don't.
It was George Bush Sr.
Really?
Yeah. He was head of the CIA at that time.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and guess who killed his son?
Oh.
George Bush Jr. Yeah, they say, I don't know. They say that he rigged the plane. Because you know how they do you know how their fathers, him and his father and his cousins are all part of that Skull and Bones, you know? So in order for him to, I guess, to run for president, he had to do that. That's what they say, you know? But I don't know if that's true or not, but they say that he rigged the plane that crashed in the ocean. And the plane was never found.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm guessing I'm going to end the show there, Beanie, and give a shout-out to Juana from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know they're listening. And, again, we're going to have another great show tomorrow night, Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Everybody's welcome to come and join. So have a blessed night, everybody. Same goes to you, Beanie Love. Have a blessed night.
All right.
And,
all right, man. You too, man. You and Tony and Victor, have a blessed night.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, and I'll see you on Discord a little bit later, Beanie. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.